The property sale to Cusco Cush's parent company, SNK, passed 5-1. Councilmember Fred Watson opposed the sale, and CeCe Franco was absent on travel. This will authorize the city manager to negotiate and execute the sale. Mayor Perry Barr had this to say.
This is kind of like a bitter pill to swallow in the sense of we are forced into a corner to make a decision that is not very popular at all.
Barr and several other council members reported receiving many calls from the public asking them not to approve this sale. Councilmember Mark Springer said he felt dirty about the whole deal.
I think that the city is being bullied to a certain extent.
Springer referred to the lawsuit that Cusco Cush owners Jared Carr and Naeem Shabani had threatened to file against the city. He said the grounds for the lawsuit were questionable, but still he voted for the sale to avoid litigation.
You know, going to the bar on this could be a very expensive proposition for the city in terms of time and money.
To review why the city was at risk of being sued, the city of Bethel signed a 15-year lease agreement with SNK back in April. When council members learned they were leasing property to a marijuana store, they said they would void the lease because they feared losing federal grants. The marijuana store owner said the city was backing out of a signed contract, leaving them no choice but to sue. However, the city claimed the original contract prohibited federally illegal activities like marijuana sales. The question of who's right on that issue may never be resolved since the matter won't go to court. While the property sale was Cusco Cush's biggest obstacle, the marijuana store still needs to obtain a conditional use permit from the city's planning committee and receive state fire marshal approval. Then, Cusco Cush may become Bethel's second marijuana store. The first, Alaska Buds, is set to open later this month. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.